Will I? All right, we just sang a song called So Will I. I sang it a few weeks ago, and we say it again today. All right, and for those who don't know, music speaks to me in a very profound way. And ever since I was young, I always had a secret love for music. And I never used to share it with anyone. I was the type of person that sang when no one was watching or listening. And you see, music always managed to hit me where it mattered most. Whether that song was secular or Christian, I always found a way to relate to it, to relate to that song. Or the song tapped in on something I never knew ever existed. And that's why music has been such a big part of my life. So music and song have been around since the beginning. In Genesis, Jubal is known as the one who played stringed instruments. And when Moses got across the Red Sea, they shouted songs of victory to their Lord. And of course, you have the Book of Psalms, which so many hymns and modern-day Christian music have their lyrics from. So there is something about music that attracts us and inspires us to be better believers. And we can use it as a form of worship. Now, not all people worship God through music and song. And I know a few people who begin to worship God by exploring his creation, grasping a mountaintop in awe of his works, instead of picking up a guitar and singing his works. God will be pleased by both. Worshiping God through music is where I personally draw near to his presence. And God has put a song on my heart recently, and I felt God saying to me, Jesse, why don't you share this? Why don't you share this song and what it means to you? Because Jesse, this song has a strong moral that maybe some people here need to hear. So instead of just listening to this song this morning, I would like to expand on it. Okay? Rather than separating worship from the message, I'm going to talk about what these words mean and how we can apply it to our everyday lives. So just a few moments ago, we sang a song called So Will I. And in the beginning of April, Refuge Youth went to a convention in Winnipeg called Gathering, which is where I heard the song So Will I. And as I would listen intently, I began to hear God speak to me about the meaning behind it. And sure, the writers of this song already, like, they have that. Going in, they wrote it, they figured it out. But the beauty of song is that we can gather 10 or 100 people and have them listen to the exact same song, whether it's a top 100 hit on the radio or a gospel song. Most people will have a completely different meaning of what that song is saying to them. And that's what makes music so beautiful. So, to me, here is what So Will I means. So will I lead worship. So will I minister to the children. So will I serve to our community and our church. So will I speak the glory of God's creation, just as Jesus did to my friends and families. So will I take care of this earth and my body and the people around me. So will I. You see, that's how that song speaks to me. In fact, that's how God speaks to me through music. And actually, that's how God used that artist to not only speak to me, but to speak to you. A chain of reaction of how God can speak with us through song. You know, I keep hearing from people that we're living in dark times. And to be quite honest, if you look past all the stuff that you see on TV and the media, honestly, it's not hard to find the Holy Spirit working, right? It's not that difficult. You can find it. It's there. So the first time we sang the lyric, So Will I, is in the first chorus. And it says this, if creation sings your praises, so will I. Can I hear you say that for a moment? Can you say that? If creation sings your praises, so will I. There you go. Cool. Yeah, remember that. Okay. So, and if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Romans 15, verse 9, and I'll put it up there as well. I may have a different version than what's up there, but it says this. He also came so that the Gentiles might give glory to God for his mercies to them. This is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, for this I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name. Then it goes on to say in verse 10 to 11, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Let all people extol him. So what this verse is saying is, We who are a part of God's creation, we are to sing his praise. Now, I understand not everyone is a singer, and not everybody likes to sing. Okay, and instead of the word sing, let's replace it with worship. If creation worships your praises, then so will I. And we can worship in many different ways, okay? And singing is just my gateway to coming to God. Some people worship him by rock climbing or painting or dancing. We have several members of our church who do this, and they're right. As they climb rocks, paint their paintings, and do a little dance, they're in awe of what God has allowed them to experience. And in doing so, they are worshiping in his name, right? We're going to have new believers coming in here and seeing how we worship with our music and how we sing. And they may say to themselves, well, I can't do that. What? Well, what can't you do? You can't sing like Mulaney, maybe? Is that what it is? You can't sing like somebody else, right? Well, neither can I. And it doesn't matter how you sound or what you do or how you do it. If you want to dance down the aisle doing the Irish jig, by all means, worship the way you want to worship. It's great that we have the opportunity to even do that. So moving on, we have many Christians today who call themselves Christians and really do nothing that the Bible says. And they're not saying, so will I. And I've heard it many times. People saying that they believe in God and that Jesus died for them, and that's great. Right, that's awesome. That's awesome that they're saying that it's great. I see it all the time at the Grammys. They'll be like, thank you, God, right? They say all this stuff, right? But then I see what their life is like day by day, and they're not singing any praises. They're not doing anything Jesus said to do. They completely forgot the idea of, so will I. And quick disclaimer, I'm guilty of that too, as I think a lot of us are. So right now, I'm going to break off for a moment and mention that when it came to worship times, at any event, that is when I felt the call. It was almost as if this portal would open up, okay? As they're singing, this portal would open up, and I would just, you know, I'd hear a song, a circle would open, and I would just step through it, and it's like, ah, there's God. Like, that's just how it was for me. That's how I picture it. I picture those things. I picture these things opening, and it's like, there I go, right? And now I'm in it. Now I'm in that space with God. And I truly believe that everybody here has a different type of portal that they can walk into and feel his presence. And in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, it says this, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And when we truly seek God in any way, shape, or form, with our hearts, we will find him. So seek God with all your heart. So will I seek God with all my heart. And you see, we take for granted for what's in front of us. We have this beautiful planet. And not only planet, but the universe and everything it contains. And it's all perfect. God created the earth like a painter creates a painting. And in the song, it says this, "We have creatures evolving in pursuit of what God said, and if it all reveals his nature, then so will I." If all of this reveals God's nature, then I will do it too. So how do we reveal God's nature? Well, here's how. I can define that. Pretty simple. It's not very hard. Take care of it, right? Take care of this earth. Respect it. Enjoy it. God created everything on this earth for us. All right, so I heard this joke where if God came down and assessed how we have taken care of this earth, he would be mad. You know, if he just came down one day and, you know, it would probably go something like this, right? He'd probably come down, just talking to a man, right? He'd come down and he'd be like, "What have you people been doing? I gave this earth to you. What? Why are the polar bears brown? What did you do? What have you guys done? What is this black gunk in the water? What is that? What is that?" And then your response would be, "Well, it's oil. It's oil. It's oil. Why did you take the oil out of the ground? Why? That's where I put it. Why'd you take it out of the ground? And why is it in the water? I wanted to go faster. I needed fuel. I needed products. I needed things. But why is it in the water? Well, where else was I going to put it? I don't know. What do you want me to do with it? All right, there's more to that joke, but I hope you get the picture, because this is what we're doing. This is what we do. This is what we do every day. We're hurting our planet, and you know what? God didn't create us. I know over time the planet gets older and things happen, but we don't need to make it worse. We don't need to speed up the process just because. God created this earth for us, and so will I take care of it, because if the nature is to reveal his works, then we need to take care of his works. So, yes, God has created us, and that's just another way I'm praising him, taking care of our earth. That's just another way to do it, right? If my father gave me a car and I treated it like garbage and I never took care of it, how much respect am I giving to my father? Probably none, right? Who just graciously gifted me that car. So in what difference when you have people that are, you know, hurting our planet, whichever way it is, do you really think God's happy about that? Probably not. Probably not. And to me, the best part of this song is the bridge, and it hits me in all levels. It goes a little something like this. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. And if the wind goes where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. If the sum of all your praises still falls shy, then we'll sing again 100 billion times. And what I love about this bridge is that when I sing it or say it, I feel this emotion of yes, right? I sing it, I go, yes, the stars are made to worship, I'm gonna do it too. And then it goes on and all of a sudden, you know, I'm excited. And then, you know, everything exists to lift you high, so will I. We're all here to lift you high, absolutely. And then it goes, if the wind goes where you send it, and then I go, oh, I like that, but am I going to where that wind is sending me? It gets to that part, and I just think to myself, am I fighting the wind? Am I creating my own direction? Because the problem with a lot of us is that we like to create our own path without realizing what God is trying to do for us. And just a quick example, you know, doing the youth, and as I said, the soup and pie is not something I ever thought about doing, right? Actually, this right here, I never thought about doing that. Heck no. You know, that's not something I ever thought about. See, I wasn't the person that wanted to do, you know that there's pastors' kids, like there's people where it's like when they're 14, they're like, I want to be a pastor. I never thought of it. I honestly never thought of it. And, you know, my dad was in the funeral industry, and there was an opportunity to become a business owner, which that is what I am. So that is what I had in my head all these years, that I'm going to be a small business owner, and that is it. And then all of a sudden, I'm asked, do you want to take over the youth? Hey, what do you think? I don't know. I've never thought about it. And instead of pushing back something that is scary because I never thought about it, I rode the wind. And to be quite honest, it is one of the best things that ever happened to Chelsea and I. It has been one of the best things. Even, I mean, I can go further back where a friend of mine asked me to lead worship and I said, heck no, I'm not singing. I don't sing, right? I don't sing. I barely play guitar and they just threw me on. I remember one day, it was like Christmas, and they just threw me on, and I might have played twice, and I know I sounded horrible, but I did it anyways. I took the win, and I went with it, and you know what? Ever since then, look, I'm here. Now I'm preaching in front of you guys. I rode the wind, and as scary as it is scary, but I rode the wind, and here we are, and some of us, I think, need to start riding that wind. Right now, I don't want to get too political, but we're living in a time where it's hard to praise God in public, like in our schools, just outside, you know, like it's difficult. And I heard Pastor James mention a while back that our government is not going to help fund any Bible camps, I believe, if you if you don't check a box that says you're pro-choice, or if you don't agree with gender identity, I believe that's a right. I believe that's what's going on, right? You've missed out on like 10 grand or something like that. And so with that said, I could be over-exaggerating, but it kind of sounds like somebody is trying to keep us quiet. Doesn't it sound like somebody's trying to keep us quiet? And why I bring this up is because there's a lyric. There's a lyric in that verse that hits me every time. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. And that line is referring to Luke 19, verse 39 to 40, where the Pharisees are telling Jesus to rebuke his disciples. And then in Luke 19, verse 40, Jesus says to them, I tell you, if these become silent, he's pointing at his disciples, but you know what? I'll point to you. If you guys become silent, okay, the rocks will cry out. This ground, things that we're standing on, they will cry out. They will do his praises. Jesus was saying, looky here, Pharisees, hold up. There is no way for you to hide what is taking place right now. Because even if you try, God is going to call out to the earth and it will tell you. Because even the stars worship him. The mountains bow in reverence. The oceans roar his greatness. You can try to keep us quiet, but those rocks are going to cry out in the name of Jesus, and so will I, amen? That's right. So here's the thing. I'm going to take a bit of a turn. If others get in the way of you mentioning the name of Jesus, will you still praise him? Because in Matthew 10, verse 33, but whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. And sometimes I picture that because we're all imperfect people. And I always picture that I'm being judged. I always picture this, being judged by God. Jesus is right there. And this is the first thing he says to me. Who are you? That's what he says to me. He goes, who are you? And my eyes will light up because it's like I'm going to heaven, right? Sweet. There's Jesus. And he says, who are you? And I go, well, my name's Jesse. You know, I was a worship leader. I did some youth, right? I praised you, right? You should know me, right? And then Jesus will respond with, funny you say that, because didn't you deny me in front of your peers a few times? You say you praised me, but there were moments when you acted like I never existed. See, I went to a public school, okay? And I tried my best to have Jesus on my body, right? I tried my best, but sometimes it's difficult, okay? And my friends weren't Christians, so it was kind of hard to deal with, but it was fine. But there were moments where I was scared to say that I was a believer, because then all of a sudden there's this perception of only the Christian boy, whatever that means, you know? Like, so there were moments in my time, and there's probably some people here that have done that. Maybe you've never asked forgiveness for it, you know? And so I've asked forgiveness for that, because that is a tough thing. I know I have done that, where I have stood back and said, Jesus, I don't know, maybe. You know, I think about it, but you know, I don't know, right? So like I said, I always play in this conversation that I'm dead and Jesus is right there, and I play it out. How's it gonna go? How's it gonna go? Right? Because, you know, and what I'm doing on this earth, yeah, am I wearing it? And can people see my love for Jesus? And not just my church family, right? It's easy for me to show you because I worship, I stand right here, I go to the youth, right? There's people here, right? You look around, it's like, oh, that guy's going to church, he loves Jesus, that's great. And then they go outside and you can't even tell that they were just at a Sunday service, right? So, can my schools notice it? Can my workplace notice it? That's something you youth guys have to deal with. Can your schools notice it? Right? Or do I deny him in those moments? You see, this song has so many levels. You can create so many layers within it. And I just went from, so will I worship, so will I take care of your creation, to Jesus denying you because you were silent when asked about him. See, Jesus did the great exchange where he lost his life so I could find it here. Jesus did the great exchange where he lost his life so I could find it right now. And I'm just going to deny that? And he left the grave behind him then so will I. And I look at this verse metaphorically, meaning all my problems, all my failures, what I'm going through that's weighing me down, if Jesus was willing to die for us so we could have everlasting life, then I need to leave my grave behind. So what he did doesn't become wasted. I don't want to waste what Jesus did for me. So why would I let these problems that I have keep weighing me down? So lastly, I'm going to end with this verse. And it says, I can see your heart 8 billion different ways. Every precious one, a child you died to save. And if you gave your life to love them, so will I. This one's going to hit a lot of people. Okay? Because I'm arrogant. A lot of people are arrogant. And there's roughly 8 billion people on this planet. And in Genesis 1, verse 27, it says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So what does that mean? What it means is, in his image, he created us. 8 billion different beating hearts on this planet, I believe that's the number, bear the image of God. And Jesus gave his life for every single one. And if he gave his life to love them, and so will I. Okay, and I'm gonna call the worship team up. And just play that song in the background if you could. And he gave his life to love them, and so will I. I've seen it many times where there's all this hate. We need more love. That's why Jesus came. He came to love. And you know what? And that's why I love our faith so much. I'm going to get to the moment. But yes, we are to love the 8 billion people who are on this earth. But why does it seem like some churches are saying hurtful and dishonest things to God's people? I can tell you right now that this church has a warm and inviting feeling to it. Okay? And I'm not just saying that to be nice. It's true. All right? The people here treat one another like brothers and sisters. Okay? If you gave your life to love them, so will I. So will I not live for myself. One of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. And he died for all that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. And this is why I love our faith. It's a faith of so will I live for others. So will I care for our church and community. Can you name me anybody who is happy living for themselves? You probably can't. You can't. People that live for themselves and that don't live for God and his people, they are very unhappy people. Okay, I've seen billionaires on TV and they always ask, oh, what will make you happy? Just a little bit more. The moment you put yourself second is the moment you find yourself and where you are with God. There's a bracelet that I used to wear. I'm not wearing it right now, but I still believe it. It said, I am second. And I would look at it and I would go, yes, I am second because God is first. And if we're all second, that means we're all equal. We need to start treating each other like equals as long as God is first. And the moment that we realize that reality, our perception towards others change. And now I hope maybe we have found a new perspective on this song and what it can mean. And I hope now that when you sing it, you're not just singing because you like the song. You're singing because the song gets you. It's calling, hey, hear me. Hear these lyrics, hear these words and do them. Don't just say them, do them. See, what I like about this song is that it says a line. This is what would hit me, right? It says a line, and with that line, I'm able to reflect on it. Okay, to me, that is how I'm able to worship, is that I sing and then I reflect on what I just quickly sang for a moment. I'm able to bask in it. You know, there's some songs that are quick, it goes, and then I find the strength. This is just me, right? I'm just talking and what works for me. It just goes and goes and goes, and then I find myself the struggle to worship in it, to feel God's presence in it. But what I loved about this song is that it would say a line and I would go, absolutely, that's exactly what I'm feeling. That's exactly what I want. That's exactly what I thought existed. And then it keeps going. And then I'm in the presence of God. I'm in that portal and there I go and here I am. That's what I love about this song. So listen closely. Here is what I've mentioned. So will I sing your praises, however that may be. whether you climb rocks, whether you paint, whether you dance doing the Irish jig. I'm not going to do it because I had surgery, all right? What if I could? So will I seek you with a true heart. So will I take care of this earth and your creation, taking care of what's out there, our streets, our people, our neighbors. So will I treat your people the way you taught us. And so will I stop living for myself and start living for others. That's a tough one sometimes. We wake up and the first thing we go is, what am I going to do today to make myself happy? Instead of, well, what am I going to go do for that person that I saw yesterday that seemed kind of lonely? You know, maybe I should go talk to them today. Right? So will I. And so will I worship you. I'm going to call you guys to stand, if you could. And we're going to sing this song. And like I said, hopefully, maybe you have a new perspective with it. Sing those lyrics, look at those lyrics, reflect on it. That's why we're here this Sunday morning, right? Is to worship our Father, worship our Creator. And in this moment, listen to those lyrics, right? Pray. Maybe there was a moment that you denied God and you're like, I didn't ask for forgiveness and maybe I should. Right? So let's just all bask in the glory of God right now and just all come together and worship.
There at the start, before the beginning of time.